Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse, brought to you by Telios. This captivating podcast will not only teach you the wonderful book of Galatians, but it will also teach you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Galatians. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
I am William Stewart. Welcome back to our verse by verse study on the book of Galatians. We're in chapter 5, in an interesting section, basically talking about the liberty we have as Christians. It's a unique section of Scripture, though there are some passages that integrate that we'll mention at the end of this session. We're going to cover verses 11 through 13 today. We've been talking about, again, Paul, the author, the Apostle Paul, urging the Galatians to not live by the law in their Christian life. And he's basically saying that they are free and don't have to submit to rules and regulations that under the law that provided did not provide them salvation as did Christ. The law is at an end and it is not fruitful. So he abruptly changes the topic in verse 11 and brings up a different aspect that's a little bit hard to understand. But he says, brethren, yet if I preach circumcision, this probably is indicating that before when he was a Jew and before he was a Christian, he did preach circumcision as any Jew would. Why do I still suffer persecution? He asks. So it is obvious, though he had circumcised Timothy, his disciple, for social reasons, really, ethnic reasons, and he had taught circumcision as an unbeliever, yet the fact that he suffers persecution means that those who are troubling them, people called the Judaizers, persecuted him, indicates that he's really not preaching circumcision to the extent that they are. His is historical, or again, in the case of Timothy, social. And if he was, then, as it says at the end of the verse, is the offense of the cross ceased? Otherwise, if he's going around teaching circumcision, then he shouldn't be being persecuted, and the cross is not offensive. He then indicates, I just wish that these people would go away in verse 12 and quit troubling them, or quit troubling you, Galatians. Verse 13 says, and the reason why, the word here for when you see this at the beginning of a verse, it literally means the Greek word, the original Greek gar, and it explains or expands on what went before. So verse 13 explains again why this is so important. It returns to liberty. He says that you have been called to liberty. And the liberty, of course, comes through salvation, through Christ. Our calling in the New Testament is our salvation by our faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So he reminds them again that they should be living as they were saved, freely given God's grace for salvation and to live their Christian life. This is such an important concept for us as believers. We do not live by regulations. It's not just the law, which is not really an issue in modern Christianity as it was back in biblical times, but people's expectations of us, churches' expectations of us, friends' expectations of us, all sorts of other believers are, it is possible to put restrictions on you and of yourself. So be very careful. Realize that as New Testament believers, we have great freedom. As I always say, more than the world itself, which are bound to its lust, societal craziness, and society pushing them to do one thing or another. For those who hate God, and they're often crazy things and very unproductive and immoral. Or they're looking for satisfaction, spending time and money trying to satisfy their souls and putting themselves under strict legalistic measures in doing so. Yet we in the New Testament, much as the God-haters would hate to admit, have greater freedom because there are very few rules really under which we're under in the New Testament. Those rules and commands are very wise and necessary and keep us in bounds on the playing field and pure so we can serve God. But within that playing field, we live a life of faith and freedom. Wow. That we can choose before God what we want to do and not condemn ourselves. Romans 14:22-23. So, but he does say in verse 13, don't use your liberty to cause of the people to stumble. Otherwise, for those people who out of faith or their desire to please God do place themselves under non-biblical injunctions, don't flaunt your liberty in front of them. For example, the Bible, and again, this is controversial, does not say, do not take a sip of alcohol. It says, don't get drunk. So if you are around another Christian that believes I should not drink alcohol, and there are plenty of them, then for you then to express your liberty by drinking alcohol in front of them is sin. That's wrong. It's best not to exercise your liberty, not have the alcohol, and knowing that you're true to Scripture, but to give grace to your fellow believer. This verse integrates nicely with 1 Corinthians 8, 1 Corinthians 10, and Romans 14, all saying the same thing in an expanded way. Okay, let's stop there today. What have we seen here? Well, again, Paul is emphasizing he does not teach legalism. He teaches liberty. We as Christians are free under the commands of the apostolic letters in the New Testament. We live a life of faith, yet we do not use that liberty in an arrogant way or a flaunting way to cause our fellow Christians to stumble when they haven't learned, when they're put themselves under legalism, and haven't learned that they are free and see us as free and don't understand it and stumble. You know, we should not flaunt our liberty in front of them. Thank you for joining me today. We'll continue this section and finish it up next time till we get to it, and we will come to a very great passage then on the Holy Spirit. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.